Track 3. Mum, listen. The teacher told us at school this morning that we're going to London next Saturday and that our train will be leaving at 9:15 a.m. So I'll have to get up really early and mustn't oversleep because Mrs. Snyder also said that any latecomers who miss the train would not be able to participate in the trip at all. Nobody would wait for them. Just imagine. I don't want that to happen. And she said that alcohol was forbidden on the whole trip and that pupils drinking alcohol would be sent home at their own expense. I keep on wondering why teachers must always assume that we drink, smoke, and can't behave. We would never do that, because none of us wants to get into trouble, I think. Anyway, she finally said that she was looking forward to our trip, and that she was sure it would be fun.
Did Mrs. Snyder say anything about the cost of your school trip? If she wants to send students home at their own expense, there must be some money to be paid.
Oh dear, I forgot what she said about the cost of it. I'm sure she mentioned something, but I can't remember how much we have to pay for the day.
You might know how to behave on a school trip, but you still keep on forgetting things, so I'm afraid we can't let you go.